WTAW News Time is about 5 minutes after 8. It's 77 degrees here at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors, your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Go to bcsrealtor.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The City of Bryan and the Brazos Valley Groundwater Management District remain at odds over the City Council's decision last month to do a $2 million study of moving water into the city wells.
Last week, the Groundwater District voted to hire an outside lawyer to review the Council's action. General Manager Alan Day said hiring another lawyer was not a step towards legal action.
They directed us to go out, get additional legal counsel for legal opinions, for further research, so that the board can clearly know what their options are. They want to be fully educated on where they are so that they can make the proper decisions going forward.
One member of the groundwater board voted no. Tom McDonald of Bryan says it had to do with what was not in the motion.
The motion didn't contain any language explicitly stating that the addition of an attorney, in other words, hiring another attorney to work with the staff council that we already have, was not for litigation purposes.
And during yesterday's council workshop, Mike Sutherland said the groundwater board's decision amounted to investigate whether to sue the city. Sutherland also said a city staff presentation to the board fell on deaf ears.
Dr. Barfink had some very professional presentations on some technical issues about calculating the actual level of the groundwater in our story in the aquifers, and they had some very salient points and some proof and some pretty good well-known data elements that they used, but the board just totally overlooked that.
Board members representing Robertson County and the City of College Station voted for hiring another lawyer. A fifth board member who recused himself and did not vote represents Brazos County agricultural interest. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan Fire Department is the recipient of two grants, which will provide funding for more firefighters and new equipment. Fire Chief Randy McGregor says one of the grants provides funding for six firefighters' salaries and benefits for 2 years.
And we're going to be able to increase our staffing, which has been a goal of ours since the night of Columbus Hall fire, to get four firefighters on each truck. So we've been adding over the years to get there. This will significantly advance us in that goal to reach that. So we're very excited about that.
McGregor says the second grant will be used to purchase 72 pairs of wildland firefighters' protective clothing, strengthening the department's response capabilities. McGregor says the department has applied for these grants in the past, but this is the first time they have received both. A former Bryan police chief has died. According to the funeral notice for Joe Elliser, he was the youngest chief in the state when he was promoted at the age of 24.
We had Chief Martin, who died in a plane accident, and then Chief Guzman took over for a very short time, and then right after that, Chief Elliser was appointed police chief. And at the time, his salary was $500 a month.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says one of Elliser's sons-in-law is College Station Police Lieutenant Greg Leith, and one of Elliser's grandsons is Navasota Police Chief Justin Leith. After 18 years as chief, Elliser spent 11 years with the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission. A former Texas A&M student arrested by university police 10 years ago for possessing child pornography is headed to prison. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports 30-year-old Rolando Patlin abided by terms of his probation for 8 years. With 2 years remaining, he failed to participate in a court-ordered polygraph examination. After Patlin was found, he admitted to multiple violations. That resulted in receiving a 6-year prison term for downloading images to his cell phone, his dormitory computer, and a PlayStation. The sixth drunk driving conviction of a Houston woman came after her daughter called College Station 911, telling police to stop and arrest her mother. Prosecutors say 57-year-old Barbara Kane was also out on bond on two other DWI charges from Fort Bend County, where she was arrested in June. After Kane pleaded guilty to her sixth DWI, she was sentenced to 4 years. Her blood alcohol level was more than 3 times the legal limit at .257. Kane is awaiting trial on the DWI charges in Fort Bend County. Texas leaders are looking at a controversial law that has gotten the state of North Carolina into hot water.
North Carolina has a law that some see as discriminatory to the transgender community, banning them from using the bathroom of their choice. This week, the NCAA pulling 7 college championships out of that state. Chris Wallace, who heads the Texas Association of Business, does not want to see that happen here.
We certainly don't want to hinder our ability for our economy to grow like they have in North Carolina.
San Antonio set to host the college basketball championship in 2018. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 77 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Did you know that Bryan and College Station were both voted as top 10 most improved cities in the U.S. since the recession? Our market is booming, and now is the time to buy, sell, or invest in real estate by partnering with one of the trustworthy realtors from the BCS Association of Realtors. Hi, I'm Ed Berry, Executive VP of the BCS Association of Realtors. I'm proud to represent the amazing group of Brazos Valley Realtors who invest their money, efforts, and time in this community. Visit BCSRealtor.com to find an agent and get started on the next exciting chapter of your life.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Ziwa Tanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Get there early or you'll miss out. It's the annual Dealer's Lighting Garage Sale. This Saturday morning, you'll find incredible deals on first quality fixtures, overstocks, and scratch and dents. Craft-made ceiling fans at the lowest prices of the year, like a 52-inch aged bronze fan and light kit, only $69.95. Bronze porch fans are $79.95. This Saturday only, 8 till noon at Dealer's Lighting, South College at Koenig and Bryan. Hurry, when the clock strikes 12, it's over till next year.
8:11. Good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check weather. Brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We certainly moved some moisture into the state. We've got some patchy cloudiness this morning, and we're actually seeing a little bit of shower activity on the radar across the state as well. Partly sunny today. The chance for a shower or a thunderstorm activity today will be isolated. 90 to 95. Any storms diminish tonight. We're partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Partial sun tomorrow. There could be a storm later in the day, 90 to 95. A little change through Friday. Partial sun, the risk of a storm, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There goes story in the Texas Tribune yesterday about how Texas A&M played Prairie View, and if you recall, 67-0.
Whoop.
But, yeah, whoop. Yeah, whoop, whoop. But Prairie View pretty happy with it because they got to pocket $450,000.
Yeah.
Which is not too bad.
Yeah.
Pin me, pay me.
Yeah. And this has become kind of a tradition in college football where you get big schools scheduling small schools for a home game. Easy win usually for the big school, big paycheck for the smaller school.
Mm-hmm. So what happens if the smaller school wins?
That's very embarrassing. Yes, very embarrassing.
Do they still get paid the full
amount?
I
think they should, but it's grudgingly held. Maybe they slow it up and it doesn't get there for a week or whatever.
We didn't mean for this to happen.
The matchups are known as guarantee games because the schools sign contracts guaranteeing payments years in advance. But lately, because of competitive pressures and conference rules, many big schools have shown less interest in those matchups. That creates a concern, obviously, from the smaller schools, as you could imagine. Prairie View, historically black university, plays in the football championship subdivision. That's called the FCS. Okay, so you got Lamar, You got Sam Houston State, and you got SFA, and you have Texas Southern, and you have Prairie View. Mm-hmm. Those are all the FS schools in Texas. And then there are people like Texas State who just suck. But, I mean, they end up, you know, well, am I wrong? What part of that's wrong?
No, okay, keep going.
Okay. Anyhow, all of them have earned money from these very things that go on. And I started thinking about that. Can you name a college that does a football team in Division I that doesn't do this?
No.
No.
I mean,
Notre Dame.
Oh.
Think about it. Now, they played Nevada.
Nevada.
They played Nevada last week. But, I mean, I went and looked at their schedule. It's Texas, Nevada, Michigan State, Duke, Syracuse, North Carolina State, Stanford, Miami, Navy, Army, Virginia Tech, and USC.
It's funny. I always thought they were called guarantee games because the big school was guaranteed to win.
Yeah. But, I mean, and so good on Notre Dame for doing that, you know, that they,
right.
they play schools. I mean, again, Army's not that powerful, yeah. but nonetheless.
Yeah. And neither is Syracuse. But anyway. Yeah. No.
But they are a big school.
They are a big school. They are a big school. Right. Now, with Notre Dame, they're still not in a conference.
Right.
Correct?
Sure.
So they really have to do even more to prove themselves mm-hmm. to, I believe, to obtain the rankings that they do. And so I wonder if that is also something that they have to look at as a coaching staff.
Yep.
And, you
Could
know,
be.
Our schedule has to be, you know, we can't afford to have any of those guarantee games if we want to show the country and the voters and, you know, everything that we need to be up there with the SEC schools
and we're that
you know,
good.
Some of the big mm-hmm. powerhouses. Mm-hmm.
Well, and the other thing is if they make the bowl game, they don't have to split the money with anybody.
True.
That's
so
right.
Pretty good payday for them, too.
Yeah.
All right. So now it's time for This Is Why You Listen.
Yay.
We do this every once in a while. We just give you reasons. Because, I mean, I know you've thought about this. Hang on. Grab a phone call here.
They think about why the heck do I listen to these
right,
every
yes.
morning?
Hello?
Hey, with Texas State, didn't Dennis Franchione help resurrect that program like he did at A&M?
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yes, he was his time there is well remembered. Anyway, so have you ever thought about what a pharmacist takes when they get sick?
Oh.
Oh, huh?
Same.
Huh?
It's not the same stuff?
Yeah. Well, no, it is. That's what I mean. If you're not sure what to take when something ails you, ask the pharmacist. But the American Pharmacists Association asked 1,000 of their own what they take when they're sick. And here are their favorite fixes.
Oh.
For a regular headache, most pharmacists reach for Tylenol. Okay. The runner-up is Advil.
Okay.
All right. For a sinus headache, the winner is Advil Cold and Sinus. It's non-drowsy, and it opens up the sinuses and blocks the pain. The runner-up was Sudafed 12-hour pressure plus pain. If they got a cold, pharmacists take Mucinex cold, flu, and sore throat.
Mm-hmm.
And the runner-up would be Tylenol cold multisystem.
Okay.
The go-to for flu would be Mucinex D. And at night, they take Tylenol cold multisystem nighttime. The runner-up would be good old NyQuil.
Yeah.
So that's
right.
why
I don't
you
know.
Listen.
I think that's a lie. Oh. I think they go straight for the prescription.
You think so?
Yeah. You have that much access.
Yeah, I think you got to count those pills.
Go to the big stuff, man. Knock it out with one pill.
I think they got an inventory.
Yeah, I don't need
3 days of Tylenol.
Yeah, really? Okay. Well, if you can, maybe you go to the doctor. The doctor writes you the script, all that.
But
so.
But that's what they tell you mm-hmm. is the stuff they take.
Yeah, that's it. So,
that's why you listen.
That's right. Oh, very nice. Oh,
yeah,
look at
see?
That's like from NBC. Right?
Yeah,
whatever
that's the
that
more
is.
You know.
Yeah, the more you know. Okay, all right.
Yeah, I just thought we were going to a commercial break.
Okay, as you leave a restaurant, you grab a mint, you grab a toothpick.
Yeah.
Part of a routine. Okay.
Sometimes.
That toothpick may be more trouble than it's worth. They're taking all the fun out of life. You know
I
what
know.
I'm saying?
The fun.
You can't just have. You can't have a toothpick.
You can't do anything anymore.
Is this a deal that we have to be worried about now? We have to worry about toothpicks.
What is the trouble, Scott?
All right.
What is
well,
the trouble?
Well, here we go. This is what they tell us anyway. For starters, the toothpick can become habit forming. And you
so
could
can
be,
meth.
I was going to say, just like, oh, I don't know, whatever else.
Everything.
Yeah, all right, so could be habit-forming and could be doing a lot more harm than good with them. Overuse. not only can damage enamel, bonding, or veneers, it can cause injury to the gums and even wear away the roots of your teeth.
No!
Yeah, especially, it says here, especially with elderly pickers.
Imagine, yeah.
So, anyway, so if you've got to groom your teeth on the go, skip the toothpick and pack your floss instead.
Especially if you're an elderly picker.
Yeah, but again, as you're driving down the road, don't know that you can floss very well unless you've got those little bowstring things or whatever those, you know.
Yeah.
Those but what do they have on the other end but a plastic
a
toothpick?
A picker,
right?
Well, it's like from Bill Cosby himself, the old stand-up. He used to say, you know, the dentist says don't pick at your teeth with metal things, but the first thing he grabs is a giant metal hook.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Move-in season, holiday season, vacation season, no matter the reason, no matter the season, Molly Maid of BCS has you covered. Deep cleaning, light cleaning, regular or occasional, Molly Maid can be trusted to take care of your home. Call us today to find out how easy it is to leave your worries behind and start trusting the pros at Molly Maid. 979-693-7700. That's 979-693-7700. Or check us out at mollymaid.com.
Good morning. It's 820 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hello.
Hey, what's the fun going to be for flossing and driving?
What? It's a lot of fun. You steer with your elbows, right? And you got that thing
yep.
going on right
yep.
there.
Yep. Knees, all yep. sorts of things.
We have more proof that social media is just a modern way to play Keeping Up with the Joneses. New survey of over 1,000 U.S. Americans found that 39% of us are influenced by other people's purchases or vacations that they
really?
Show off on social media. But that number rises to about half of millennials. Okay.
Yeah.
Nancy Irwin, psychologist, says that we are socially comparative creatures just by nature. And some feel inferior if someone they know has a shinier or bigger toy than they do.
I also think it's kind of like your modern day review. So if you see people who are posting about something and, you know, obviously love it,
mm-hmm.
then it's like, oh, well, I've been thinking about that or I've seen it and now I know they love it, so I'm going to love it.
Right. Who says so besides you? Oh, they do? Great, let's
yep.
do that.
All right.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all those others also normalize that buying experience and they make it seem like everybody's putting on $500 shoes.
Yeah, everybody.
It's just a deal.
All those Palo Alto people.
Yeah,
so
right.
rich.
The ones that are making all the money, yeah. Yeah, they're doing just fine. All right, so if you hate trying to rush out of the office at the end of the day and you can't leave because there's a bunch of polar bears surrounding the office.
Oh,
every time.
Worst.
Yeah,
okay. His name is Louis.
Yeah, really. Scientists in Russia apparently had that problem. Their meteorologist posted at a remote Russian island trapped for nearly 2 weeks by polar bears that have been swarming the area. They say that the Yevitsisk, and that's exactly how it's pronounced,
okay.
island in the high Arctic, 2,800 miles from Moscow, closer to northern Canada than the Russian capital. Polar bears are not uncommon in the area, which is surrounded by pack ice in the winter. But the local polar bear population is more than double. Well, wait a minute. I thought we had global warming.
I thought they were all dying off and getting skinny.
There aren't any polar bears anymore, according to Al Gore.
You know, that's what you get for working there.
Yeah, well, there okay. you go. It's your fault. Well, and again, maybe these people got demoted, and that's where they are.
Yeah, true.
By the way,
that's where they got sent.
It's illegal in Russia to shoot a polar bear. Unless it's self-defense.
Good.
So
so
shooting their way out would probably not be the thing to
no,
do.
No, no.
Well, because then they'd be followed by zombie polar bears, which
right.
that wouldn't work very well. So there's no way to know. All right, so apparently pretty good ratings in the old Dancing with the Stars premiere.
Yeah, it's a good lineup, man. And protesters...
Perfect.
This year is going to be juicy.
They got, ratings fuel right there.
13.7 million viewers. That's pretty good. Yep. The show was up against Monday Night Football with Pittsburgh and Washington. Mm. That pulled in 11 million people at its highest point. So here are your top eight shows. Number one was the Panthers and the Broncos NFL football. Number two was the Patriots and the Cardinals NFL football. Number three was that Commander and Chief Forum thing, along with the OT. What is the OT?
Overtime.
Football Night America. Then number six is America's Got Talent. Number seven is the NFL Kickoff Special. Number eight was America's Got Talent from Wednesday. So there you go. Those are your. Another season of Arrested Development possibly could still happen.
Nice.
Jessica Walter has told reporters at the Creative Arts Emmy, "It's a really good thing. I don't have any dates yet, but everybody is on board."
That's cool.
Okay, promising.
None of them have anything else to do.
Yeah, that's true.
Also gives them a chance to work with Brian Grazier, who's got a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, 17.
And Ron Howard, too.
Yeah, and he's got a lot of money, too. 17 more episodes planned for Netflix, so make your plans for that.
They left it pretty open-ended in
did
last
they?
Season.
I haven't seen the last two episodes, so I don't know.
It was funny.
I watched the first three or four and then rested it for a while, picked up some more, did a little more binge-watching, and so I got two more to do. All right, it's 8:25.
This is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. Your tires are one of the most important safety features of your vehicle. When the rubber meets the road, not all tires are created equal. At BCS Tires, we have the tires that fit your personal lifestyle. The pros at BCS Tires know what tires fit your needs. Whether your kids are in the car with you or you're out on the farm with your friends, we won't nickel and dime you. As always, free air checks and free rotations. Any car, anytime, BCS Tires and Lifts. We're on Texas Avenue next to Copy Corner or at bcstirepros.com. Give us your keys, put your mind at ease.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Ziwa Tanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Down species with DNA. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Anything that walks, hops, swims, or slithers through an environment leaves a trail of DNA from skin, hair, and other cells left behind. Using DNA amplification techniques, scientists can now take small samples of soil or water and identify every living creature in that environment. That's what molecular ecologist Abby Paulson is doing at a variety of sites in Acadia National Park in Maine.
This research will establish a baseline level of biodiversity in the park, so what species are here at what abundances, and that will let us gauge into the future as climate change happens and other global change phenomena, how those things are affecting the communities and the ecosystems in the park.
That information will help national park staff make better decisions on how to protect and preserve park resources. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The Obama administration has asked Congress for $2.6 billion to help Louisiana rebuild from last month's disastrous floods. The White House request is for rebuilding damaged homes and infrastructure, helping small businesses, and funding community development projects. Ford today outlined plans to deliver profitable growth for the next several years, including investing in electric and autonomous vehicles. Ford's planning to invest $4.5 billion in electric cars and will introduce 13 new electric vehicles, or 40% of its lineup, by 2020. The company expects to have a fully self-driving vehicle in commercial operation in 2021 in a ride-hailing or ride-sharing service. Pandora is launching a $10 monthly streaming service. It's in market share battle with Spotify and Apple Music for the ears and dollars of those who want to catch music through their smartphones or other devices. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit Barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Thanks, Brazos Valley, for voting Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors the best of the Brazos for 2016. Here's your mid-year update. Average sales price of homes, $227,900. Average days on the market, 86. Currently, we have a 90-day supply of homes, which means it's a seller's market. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The Obama administration has asked Congress for $2.6 billion to help Louisiana rebuild from last month's disastrous floods. The White House request is for rebuilding damaged homes and infrastructure, helping small businesses, and funding community development projects. Ford today outlined plans to deliver profitable growth for the next several years, including investing in electric and autonomous vehicles. Ford's planning to invest $4.5 billion in electric cars and will introduce 13 new electric vehicles, or 40% of its lineup, by 2020. The company expects to have a fully self-driving vehicle in commercial operation in 2021 in a ride-hailing or ride-sharing service. Pandora is launching a $10 monthly streaming service. It's in market share battle with Spotify and Apple Music for the ears and dollars of those who want to catch music through their smartphones or other devices. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit Barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
When Apple unveiled its iPhone 7 last week, my advice was to wait and upgrade your current iPhone to the new free iOS 10 before you buy a new phone. Kim Commando here with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. I've been using a pre-release version of iOS 10 for the last 2 weeks, and let me tell you, this operating system is a major step forward. My favorite new feature? Transcribed voicemails. Read them just like a text. There's also Raise to Wake. Just pick up the phone and your screen automatically lights up. And try this. You can handwrite text messages directly on the screen. Or scan a text before it's sent to see if an emoji can replace any words. And speaking of words, Siri can now announce the name and number of anyone calling you. In short, iOS 10 is worth the effort and works for the iPhone 5 and newer, and for the iPad mini 2 through the current model. And for breaking tech news updated all the time, you'll find it at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
How many emails do you get every day? I get a ton, and some of them could be very dangerous. Spam email has given way to something called phishing email, messages designed to look real, but intended to infect your machine with ransomware. They are phishing for your information and your money. Ransomware encrypts all your files and makes you pay up to get them back. With Carbonite Data Protection, you can beat ransomware at their own game. Your files are safely backed up in the cloud, and you can access them on any computer or on your smartphone or tablet with a free Carbonite app. I've been a Carbonite customer for years, and that's how I know that it's the best cloud backup solution out there. I trust all my files with Carbonite, and so should you.
Use my name, Kim, and save 30% off Carbonite Cloud Backup, plus 2 free bonus months when you buy a subscription. So hurry up. Head over to Carbonite.com before it's too late and use offer code Kim. That's Carbonite.com, offer code Kim.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Yesterday's Bryan City Council workshop included a review of last week's decision by the Brazos Valley Groundwater Management District to review the council's decision to study the relocation of water to city aquifers.
Mike Sutherland's comments came after the Groundwater Board last week voted 3-1 to hire an outside lawyer to review the council's decision.
They voted to pursue an attorney to investigate whether or not they could sue the city of Bryan.
The general manager of the Groundwater District, Alan Day, says hiring another lawyer was not a step towards legal action.
I want to stress that this is not about the city of Bryan or anyone else. It's about the source water being used for the ASR project.
Groundwater Board member Tom McDonald of Bryan voted no because the motion did not contain any language that the hiring was not for litigation purposes.
And that's very important in my point of view because sending a message that hiring an additional attorney in contemplation of litigation is a good way to start some protracted, expensive, and useless litigation.
Groundwater District Board members who voted for the additional legal review represent the city of College Station in Robertson County. A fifth board member who represents Brazos County agricultural interests recused himself and did not vote. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan Fire Department is strengthening its response capabilities with funding from two grants. Fire Chief Randy McGregor says one grant will fund 72 pairs of wildland firefighter protective clothing, which is lighter than traditional gear.
It's designed for wildland response, and we have those type of events here. It's going to make our folks a little bit more effective and not having to wear such a heavy gear. Better protection, and make them more efficient.
McGregor says the second grant will fund the addition of 6 firefighters, including salary and benefits, for 2 years. McGregor says this is their first year to receive both grants, which are open to departments across the country. The patriarch of a Brazos Valley family of police officers has died. Retired Bryan Police Chief Joe Elliser was 24, the youngest in the state, when he was promoted in 1962. One of Elliser's sons-in-law is College Station Police Lieutenant Greg Leith, and one of Elliser's grandsons is Navasota Police Chief Justin Leith. Officer Kelly McKeithen says Elliser served 18 years as chief at a starting salary of $500 a month.
There's not anyone here that works here now that actually worked with Chief Elliser, but some of our retirees have, and nothing but good things to say about him from what I hear.
Elliser later spent 11 years with the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission. Service arrangements for Joe Elliser, who died at the age of 78, are through Sam Houston Memorial Funeral Home in Huntsville. A Houston woman stopped by College Station police in June has admitted to drunk driving for the 6th time. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office says 57-year-old Barbara Kane was sentenced to 4 years in prison. Kane's blood alcohol level was 0.257, more than 3 times the legal limit. With 2 years remaining of serving 10 years probation for possessing child pornography, a former Texas A&M student arrested by university police admits to multiple violations. According to the DA's office, that resulted in a 6-year prison term for 30-year-old Rolando Patlin. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 77 degrees. Text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards & More. I'll have more news for you today at noon, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
839, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop in and see it yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Moisture will continue to ease its way into the state from the Gulf of Mexico. It will be partly sunny today with a high of 90 to 95. There is the potential for a shower or storm later today. If showers or storms end during the evening, it turns partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Sun and clouds tomorrow, the chance for a shower or storm, highs 90 to 95. Friday's partly sunny with a chance for a shower or storm, highs Friday 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There we go. It's 8:39. Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station, with us this morning. How are you today?
Just great, thanks.
I have it on good authority you went hiking a couple of weeks ago.
I was hiking in Maine last week.
Really?
In the Acadia National Park.
How was that?
Just fabulous.
Yeah, yeah.
Our national parks are a real treasure.
Well, they really are, and that one up there. Nice? Wasn't like 90 degrees up there, was it?
No, it was not. It was upper 70s, low 80s.
Okay.
Just perfect.
All right. Well, welcome back to town then.
Thank you.
Hey, we see that Brian passed their budget yesterday. Just so you'll know, we'll have Joe Hegwood in here tomorrow to talk about that a little bit. College Station budget stuff going on, too. Tell me how are we doing as far as all that goes?
We have our third reading at our September 22nd council meeting, and that's going to be earlier in the day. We're going to start at 2 o'clock for workshop and regular at 3 because the Arts Council celebrating the arts event is that evening, and so we're going to go. So we'll have council earlier.
You know, we talked about this before. I think every member of council who has come in here had individually pretty much said it was time that we're going to have a property tax increase, and so 2 cents seems to be okay. You haven't gotten any pushback?
Have not. The first public hearing, we had one person speak, and last week I think there were 3 people who spoke.
Yeah. Well, again, but that's not everything. It's going to be taking money out of the pockets of the citizens of College Station. It looks like there's also going to be an increase as far as wastewater is concerned.
Yes. We're going to have an 8 cents increase. We just need the infrastructure.
Yeah.
The only way we can raise water and wastewater rates is through rate increases.
Right. Well, you know, and the other thing is that there's an expense there involved for some people, and that's impact fees. And Dave Coleman's with us this morning. Dave, thanks for being with us this morning.
Oh, thank you.
You're the director of water services. Let's talk a little bit about that, because first of all, let's talk about the difference. We have impact fees, which is a limited group, but then we have rate increases as well. Now, I think you've gone to council proposing an 8% increase as far as wastewater is concerned. Kind of justify that for me and kind of give us an idea, if you will, if you can give us an idea of what that's going to mean to the average family, if there's such a thing in College Station.
Right. For the average family, it'll only be about, I think, 50 cents to a dollar on their monthly bill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's necessitated just because we have rising prices of our commodities. What we pay for electricity to run the plants has gone up. All of our expenses, our labor costs have gone up. And so the rate increase will cover that. It will also cover some of the additional capital needs that we have. Both of our wastewater treatment plants, you know, when they were built, they had lots of capacity. And over the years, with our really high growth rate, that capacity is just getting used up. And so it just happened that both plants are going to have to be expanded about the same time. So we've got a very large expansion of capacity at the Lick Creek plant that's planned. We're going to transfer sewage from the Carter's Creek plant down to it. And all of that adds up, as the mayor said, to a very large capital program that we believe should be partially funded with impact fees. Those impact fees are one-time fees on new connections, and that will help keep the rate increases on all the customers as low as possible.
Now, one of the ideas, Mayor, let's go back to the impact fees, is that maybe it gets stair-stepped in, that it doesn't all hit at one time for developers. As one member of council, how you feel about that?
Well, I think, the developers in town have been paying impact fees for Welborn Water for years. So I don't think impose them, and I think it would go into effect in a year.
Right.
It would take a year to impose them. I think the developers will be ready for it.
And we're talking $3,500. Is that right. about it?
Right. And most likely, the homeowner will pay for it. It wrap it up into their mortgage.
Okay. So again, this is a new home, first time connect.
New construction. So anybody who currently lives in College Station will not pay an impact fee.
Dave, where are the areas that we're talking about?
Well, the five areas that exist. One is the Spring Creek area. One's around Harley. There's four wastewater and one water. And one's Alum Creek. They're just tied to very specific projects, okay, lines that were built that when you connect to that line. But what we're talking about now is citywide impact fees. So they apply everywhere in our service area. Plus, we've added some areas in the ETJ to incentivize.
That's extraterritorial jurisdictions. That's an area that's outside the city limits, in case people don't know that.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
So we've worked with the developers and the planners to pick a large area south of town that's kind of ripe for development, where we would install the wastewater infrastructure needed to be a catalyst for that development.
Okay, well, so while I've got you here, let's talk a little bit about, we've got two processing facilities. How far away are we from needing a third one? And where would it be?
Well, the plan is, we looked at all the options for that, and the most economical option is to expand the capacity at Lick Creek. So as far as we can tell, out to build out, whatever that is for wastewater, we really believe that expanding Lick Creek, the wastewater treatment plant that's located at the south end of Lick Creek Park, will be the solution.
All right. Sewer treatment's been around for a long, long time. Almost everything is impacted by technology. Is there any kind of technological advances when it comes to that? Very basic thing.
No, not really. As a matter of fact, it kind of goes the other direction, because we end up with more regulations constraining the effluent, the wastewater, the treated wastewater that gets discharged. We're going to have some phosphorus and nitrogen limits on the effluent that we'll have to deal with. So it really kind of gets more expensive rather than less.
Yeah. Mayor, any other takeaways that you had from hearing from the citizens and what Dave is proposing?
Not really. I think most of the citizens that understand the impact fees are in favor of them. What it does is it keeps down the rate increases for everyone else. The water and wastewater is in an enterprise fund, which means that it doesn't get general ad valorem taxes or sales tax dollars to pay for it. It has to pay for itself.
Okay. Population estimates.
108,179 residents as of August 1st.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! That's 4,300 more than a year ago.
Okay.
And 24,000 more than 10 years ago.
And, you know, it's interesting that the growth numbers are pretty staggering from College Station. We talk about that a lot. But actually, residential platting is maybe starting to slow down a little bit. Is that fair to say?
Well, it's not as much as it was 2 years ago, which was, it was up 16%. This year, it's up 9%. So that's still pretty significant growth. We've had 505 houses platted, and we still have 3 months to go.
Yep. We were talking off the air about how College Station is a little bit different in that it's was a small town with a really big school, and that's going to be a bigger city with a really big school, but percentage-wise, national rankings, right?
Right. Well, we've got a national ranking from CityLab last week, and it put us at number 6, including Bryan and College Station. I think without Bryan, we'd probably be number 1, because the other schools ahead of us, Ithaca, which is Cornell, State College, Pennsylvania, which is Penn State, Bloomington, Illinois, which is University of Illinois, Lawrence, Kansas, University of Kansas, and Blacksburg, Virginia, which is Virginia Tech.
Sure.
So I think without the city of Bryan, College Station would probably be number 1.
Yeah, probably would. Okay. Anything else you got for us today?
Yeah, well, I want to say that, again, we're going to have the early meeting on September 22nd, workshop at 2 and regular at 3.
Mm-hmm.
But October 1st is a free shred day. Documents that anyone has that wants to be shredded, limited to 2 boxes. Or 40 pounds per person. Just make sure you remove any binder clips and bring it to a City Hall parking lot from 9 to 1.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah. Dave, thanks for coming in this morning to talk a little water with us. Appreciate that.
My pleasure. Thank you, Scott.
And Mayor, good to see you again.
Always a pleasure.
All right. We visit the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so was insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a homeowner, we know you want to protect your largest investment. Save money while working with someone you know and trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
On the highways and the byways of the Brazos Valley, or close to the Brazos Valley, I'm on one of my favorite roads, you know, Highway 77, just about 5 miles north of LaGrange. And looking at this historical marker that was planted in 1996, it talks about Rabb's Prairie. Rabb's Prairie. This portion of Fayette County is named for William Rabb, who lived from 1770 to 1831. He was a prosperous miller from Pennsylvania who came to Texas in 1821 with members of his family. Rabb claimed a site on the east side of the Colorado River that he had selected during an exploratory trip in 1819. He was a member of Stephen F. Austin's first colony in Texas and recipient of one of the earliest and largest land grants of more than 22,000 acres, of which 13,285 acres comprised Rabb's Prairie. Part of Rabb's agreement with Austin was to build a grist mill for future settlers of the colony. Now, two grinding stones for the mill weighing about 1 ton each were imported from Scotland, unloaded at the mouth of the Colorado River on the Gulf of Mexico. In order to transport the heavy stones to the site of the grist mill, Rabb constructed a wooden axle and attached a round stone on both ends to serve as wheels. He then hitched oxen to the vehicle and pulled it about 100 miles overland to his mill. Rabb and his sons completed the mill in 1831. Rabb died shortly afterwards. Through the years, his descendants played significant roles in the development of Texas. The community of Rabb's Prairie was named for this pioneer family. It's the historical marker about Rabb's Prairie, planted in 1996. We're on Highway 77, just north of LaGrange. And that's a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Thanks, Brazos Valley, for voting Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors the best of the Brazos for 2016. Here's your mid-year update. Average sales price of homes, $227,900. Average days on the market, 86. Currently, we have a 90-day supply of homes, which means it's a seller's market. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
This is Survivor Ben, and I've been trudging through this rugged wilderness for, I think, 23 days now. Food has become hard to find. It's really a struggle.
Excuse me.
What the?
Sorry to interrupt, but is this the way to the lake?
I think. How did you get up here?
Oh, I just loaded up my Tundra and drove up through the woods for a few hours. My buddies are right behind me.
Your buddies?
Yeah, if you see them, one is Tacoma towing jet skis, and the other is a 4Runner full of camping gear. Tell them I went this way.
Okay.
Thanks, man. I gotta go set up camp and grill some steaks. I'm really hungry. Enjoy your hike.
You gotta be kidding me.
Toyota trucks, a heritage built on adventure. Come into your local Toyota dealer and get amazing deals on the tough, adventure-filled 2017 Toyota Tundra. Go camping, fishing, and enjoy the great outdoors in the always fun, fully capable Tundra. Toyota, let's go places.
7 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. See how this works out for you. Louisiana man told sheriff's deputies in Natchitoches Parish that he had divine approval to go 10-mile chase with the cops behind him.
God told me I could.
Sure, yep. Yeah. Speeds, how can you argue with that?
Speeds reached 100 miles an hour.
God was just pushing me through, man.
20-year-old Dylan Christopher Thompson told the deputies after he was captured that God told him it was okay to drive fast that
and
day.
Jesus took the wheel.
Right.
That's right.
What I find interesting, he says it's okay for him to drive fast that day.
Just that day.
Yeah. Yeah. God says, all right, if you want to, but it's only today.
Normally you drive the speed limit, but today,
yeah.
All right.
All right. And while we're talking chases, here's a police chase in California interrupting a perfectly good golf game. Police began pursuing the 34-year-old parolee Mario Aceveda at 7-Eleven parking lot in Fountain Valley, California. Police say that the suspect fled in his Jeep Cherokee, drove straight through a park, knocked down a fence, went driving straight on onto the David L. Baker Memorial Golf Course.
Hey, just a little off-roading in my free time.
You know it. Sped past a couple of retired police officers who were playing a game of golf. Jim Sanders said he hit a bunker. He tore up the 15th green, wound up in a lake.
Yikes.
Retired cops dropped their clubs, ran on over there and detained Mario until the police arrived. Suspect was allegedly found with a significant amount of illegal drugs, a replica firearm, and some burglary.
Man, I hate when I'm doing, you know, on retirement, just having my golf game.
I'm just playing through. Sorry, the carts are too slow.
Yeah, exactly. Let me do that. Bus up the green.
Yeah, that's expensive damage.
So, a couple of animal stories here. Happiest place on earth, maybe the most dangerous as well. TMZ reports Michael Barth just slapped Disney with a big, fat lawsuit claiming he was bitten by a venomous snake in one of the Magic Kingdom's resorts back in July of 2013. What's he been busy?
Now you're coming out with it?
And why is that Disney's fault? Was it their snake?
Hey, the alligator snatched the kid. That was Disney's fault, too.
Follow the money.
Yep, exactly. Going,
I do that. Mr. Barr said he tried to contain the beast when it slithered up to the pool by placing a towel over it, but couldn't find an employee to handle the situation. He wound up getting bitten.
That's what I do when I see a snake that looks like it could be venomous or not. Mm-hmm. I just throw a towel on it.
Sure, and then try to pick it up.
Yeah. You look a little wet. Let me towel you off.
Poor thing, exactly. An Australian woman spent hundreds of dollars saving her pet's life. Her pet goldfish. Emma Marsh says, I treat fish like any other pet.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder if Emma's married or has a boyfriend.
Fish are friends.
Yeah. I'd be backing away right there. Anyway,
get one for like 50 cents.
Sure. Cat lady. Here's the fish lady.
She spent over $372 at the Brisbane Bird and Exotic Vet Services facility for anesthesia and surgery. To dislodge a pebble. The fish had swallowed.
His fault. He deserves to die.
What do you do?
Does that fish make her breakfast?
I don't know. Anyway,
that veterinarian is just going, give me the money.
Come on.
We need some extensive surgery here. We've got this.
What I love is the goldfish.
Anesthesia?
Whose name is Conker.
Oh, conquered all odds, didn't he?
Yeah, is now recovering at home. Okay, why does the fish have a name?
A name is fine. I'm all okay with the name.
Okay.
How do you even put a fish underwater?
I don't know. Yeah. Don't know how that works. Well,
and keep it alive.
Well, they wrap it in the wet towel you had the snake in.
Right,
home burglary happens every 13 seconds. Ring Video Doorbell has been proven to stop burglaries before they happen by allowing you to see and speak to anyone at your door using your smartphone from anywhere. And now you can build a ring of security around your entire home, adding Ring's wireless weatherproof stick-up cam. With Ring, you'll know anytime anyone steps onto your property. For a limited time, listeners to this station get up to $150 off the Ring of Security Kit. Go to ring.com/radio100. That's ring.com/radio100.
This is Survivor Ben, and I've been trudging through this.
Survivor Ben, I know you have, because we already heard you tell us all about that. So hang on. And here we go.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Oh, hi. Right now, I'm getting a remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. Now, if you could let me down. See, I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. And before we left, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, then made sure it was cold. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
So now Bruce Springsteen's written a memoir. He's taking it on tour. He'll do book signings for Born to Run.
Yeah. Finally.
Comes out on September 27th. First stop will be at Barnes & Noble just down the street from his house in Freehold, Jersey. Here's the way it works, okay? What you do is you buy the book ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's already signed.